Yesterday's photo op featuring the families of Democrats John Kerry and John Edwards produced a picture that caught the eye of many parents, among them commentator David Schenck.
I never expected my parenting philosophy would be so at odds with my politics, but today it is. One image from the Kerry-Edwards Democratic Mid-Atlantic Family Bonding Love Fest yesterday really got to me, as a parent. And I know others are talking about it too. In the photograph, Teresa Hines Kerry is not just encouraging four-year-old Jack Edwards to stop sucking his thumb, she's actually physically pushing down on his hand to try to get it out of his mouth. For me, it's disturbing to look at, mostly because both of Jack's parents are standing right there, obviously unbothered by the thumb. What place is it of hers to intervene? Secondly, he's four. He's going to be 4 years old and act 4 years old no matter what stage you put him on. If you're going to use your kids as political props, and I have nothing against this, you've got to at least accept that they're going to be kids. I understand she's acting out of instinct and probably her own upbringing. Maybe she was taught that thumb sucking is bad at any age, or that a child has to stop after two or three, or should only be doing it at bedtime. We all have strong ideas about the thumb. In my own home, we've encouraged it as far preferable to the pacifier, and as a reliable source of comfort for a child who might be feeling overloaded or overwhelmed. Is there any chance that Jack Edwards was feeling just a tad overwhelmed yesterday morning? Plenty of pediatricians and child psychologists these days will tell you that young children need to find their own comfort mechanisms, safe havens in a sometimes chaotic world. The last thing we should be doing is making kids feel ashamed for trying to comfort themselves. And this is all the more true if the Kerrys and the Edwardses are going to bring young children into the extreme pressures of a national campaign. If these kids are going to be lugged around from stage to stage, they'll need all the comfort they can get. John Kerry and his wife have embraced a younger, more photogenic family. Now they may have to set aside an old-fashioned attitude that in adult settings, kids should behave strictly according to adult norms. Gone are the days when children were to be seen and not heard, and their own needs for comfort swept aside for grown-up agendas. This isn't going to change my vote. I know this election is not about the Kerry Edwards kids or the Bush-Cheney kids. It's about all of our kids. But along the way, I hope all four campaigning families can find a way to enjoy and respect each other, to give young kids and grandkids a break, and let them seek whatever comfort they need in front of the growing crowds.
David Schenck is a writer living in Brooklyn, New York.